The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
All right, we got TV coming up at 8:15, I believe, TV. On our good friends over at Channel 58, along with Channel 3, our proud partners. So we're going to be big, important TV people. Jason's double-dipping today. Apparently, Channel 3 didn't like me.
I did see your picture up on the wall.
In at KCRA? Yeah.
Red circle, line.
Line through it. Yeah. Big no.
Yeah.
Well, do us proud, Jason Ross.
That's right.
Say hi to our friend Lisa Gonzalez,
who is
super happy today. She's as big a Kings fan.
Yes, she is.
As you will meet. We're going to get to your phone calls. Chris and Roger, I see a Jiffy Lube drive of the game. First crack is with Matt, and Jason is not sure if he remembers.
I think I got it.
All the emotion, the Jiffy Lube drive of the game. I'll tell you what, Jason, so let's test that. So Matt's going to say what it is. You give me a little tiny silent thumbs up or thumbs down, okay? Matt, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What is the Jiffy Lube drive of the game last night, Matt?
It would have been Fox to Sabonis for a layup in the second quarter.
Fox to Sabonis for a layup in the second quarter. Jason's kind of, I can't read it. I can't tell what he's doing. Let's see.
What am I doing?
Do you even know how to do it? It's a thumb sideways? I don't know what it is. Let's take a look here. Or not a look, a listen, Matt.
Here's the step back for three from Steph. It's no good. Fox with a rebound. Quickly surveys the floor. Accelerates. Throws it ahead to Sabonis. Rolls right to the rim and scores. That's going to be your Jiffy Lube drive of the game. A quick transition strike by the Kings. De'Aaron Fox to Sabonis running the floor hard and getting the layup to give the Kings a 14-point lead at 48-34.
Hey, turns out it was a thumbs up, Jason,
yeah.
You were giving us. Congratulations, Matt. You got yourself a $100 gift certificate to Jiffy Lube for any and all things you want done to your vehicle that Jiffy Lube does, just for tuning in to Sactown Sports and the legendary Gary Gerald. Matt, you just have to do one more thing for us. What home of the victorious dynasty-killing Sacramento Kings makes all your Jiffy Lube dreams come true?
Sactown Sports, 1140.
Cut. Prince rap, that's a promo right there.
Matt was just like the Kings on his game.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris with Katie Christensen joining us in just under an hour. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, fellas. Morning. What a game last night.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, what a game last night it was.
So I just want to talk about Friday real quick. Of course, you know, we never get any love from the national media, but I think what they're overlooking is going into this game, we have the experience of going 7 games last year with the Warriors, going, you know, this play-in game. You know, I think if anyone's going to get tight on Friday, it's going to be the Pelicans. I think our experience, you know, might play a little factor in that. You know, we've been there, and I don't think they have. So I haven't seen anyone mention that, but I think that gives us a little upper hand going into this do-or-die game. What do you guys think?
Jason?
Well, I will say this. If you're looking at it positively for the Kings, they've lost 2 straight at home. They've had 2 chances to be a 6 seed, basically, or a 6 seed on Sunday. Didn't do that. Had a chance to be a 7 seed yesterday. Didn't do that. Uh-huh. They do have an injury to Zion Williamson. That's another potential positive for the Kings. But, Dave, a phrase you use, it's not unique to you, but you like to use it, and I think it fits. Styles make fights.
Yeah.
I can't think of a worse matchup. Doesn't mean the Kings can't win.
Yeah.
But it has been the worst matchup for them this year. It just has been.
They were saying at one point during the Lakers-Pelicans game, we were watching it with everyone before the Kings game started, and they were saying that I think it might have been Reggie. I don't know who it was, but it was like, and the Pelicans-Lakers this year, the Lakers have just absolutely owned them. It's a, you know, it's a, they've beaten them by a combined 59 points. And I'm thinking, so the Lakers have beat the Pelicans by a combined 59. That's before last night's win,
which was 4.
But the Kings are 4-0 against the Lakers, and the New Orleans Pelicans set a record for largest point differential at like 118 combined over 5 games with the Kings. How is that even possible? But Yeah, Styles make fights.
Styles make fights.
Allen Styles makes fights.
One game. Kings should be confident in the way they just played. Mm-hmm. But I would, I mean, look, if I'm New Orleans and I've had kind of, oh, man, two chances here lost, but what's coming my way? The Kings, who they've owned? I would feel confident if I were them.
If I was the Pelicans,
uh-huh.
I would too. And what I don't want the Kings to do is go in there trying to prove a point. I don't want them going in there mad. Whatever happened before this didn't happen. Yes, the Kings lost to him by 40 without Zion earlier. If Zion's out, if Brandon Ingram's out, let's also remember CJ McCollum basically actually has the pink slip. People say Vivek owns the Kings. CJ McCollum has an argument.
Yeah, I don't think he's made a three since he left here. He made every one of them here. He was really bad in San Francisco. He didn't play well the last two games against the Lakers, but... Look, Keon, Keegan, Fox, Sabonis, all of them have to be great again, and they're capable. We now know that they are capable.
I will say this, and you may disagree. I know a lot of people might disagree. I don't mind being a contrarian here. I don't mind being on an island by myself. If, and I'm not ready to think about it yet, but if we get to Friday, if the Kings were to beat the Pelicans, in my opinion, it would make up for all five previous losses this year.
Absolutely.
Oh, you agree?
100%.
Okay, good. I would
100%.
It would be worth. I would be glad we lost to them five in a row. It would make it even better.
Well, then it almost. I mean, honestly, if you did that too, thinking of what the week was, we said it all along. Like if they had like the dream week,
yeah,
one beating the Warriors, we didn't know if it'd be Lakers or Pelicans, and you get to Sunday and you're in the playoffs on Sunday. It kind of erases the season of frustration. Right?
If that were to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
If it were to happen, instantly a successful season.
Yeah, none of the it doesn't matter anymore.
Roger, I want to be your man. Good morning. Welcome in.
Yes, I wanted to comment on the win yesterday and caution Kings fans to let that go and focus in on what the task is at hand. As a person who is an alumni of Grant High School and Boise State University, those are winning traditions. And that was incredible last night. I've never seen Klay Thompson get 0 points. I don't really think it was defense. He just was off. I've never seen him like that. So you have to forget that, focus in, because I still don't understand why New Orleans was rewarded for losing. It should be the Lakers and Kings, to me, to go on, because both of them won. I love that series. And so I hope you guys win in New Orleans and go to Oklahoma from there.
Can I ask you this? And as somebody who, if you were a Pacer, a Grant Pacer, if you went to Boise State, the Big Blue Field, I agree. You know a lot about winning. Can I ask you this, though? And this is coming from the guy that's usually on the pessimistic side. Today is Wednesday. I totally agree with you. Like, that's it. You did your thing, and you got to focus on the Pelicans. But can we wait till tomorrow?
Oh, of course.
Okay,
you
all right.
Enjoy
okay.
Today.
Okay.
You're good, Dave.
I just
you have to enjoy today and then catch the flight.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just want, after you know, my almost entire...
Now, listen, okay. Listen, Dave, yes. I have family that are Kings diehard fans, and when they won last night, they deserve that. That was an incredible win.
True.
And the Kings should enjoy that. Until they get on that plane, and then they got to zero in on New Orleans.
Yep.
Yes, I'm with you on that. Yes, sir. Roger knows what he's talking about.
Fans, they could soak this in for days.
Yes.
The team, they got to move on, of course.
I just want one day.
Yeah. Let's have a day.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll reset everything, and then we're going to visit with our good friends over at Channel 58.
Nervous.
Are you?
Yeah.
Just, you know what? Imagine everyone in their underwear. And I'm wearing the Borat. Let me just put it that way.
Hello.
Katie Christensen at 9 a.m. No, not. I didn't mean to segue into that. We'll come back. We'll do TV next.
They bleed black and purple.
Nice to be here, baby.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on your local sports leader, Sacktown Sports.
A noted national journalist just sent me a text and to remind me, and I appreciate him or her.
Who could that be?
It was a tweet saying, "I'm taking the Lakers and the Kings tonight. Carry on." That's from George Carl with a K.
Oh, former Kings coach.
I think that's the same guy.
Yeah.
Looks like him in the picture. How about that?
He, Dave, he was right.
He was correct.
He called a shot.
It was. Good for him doing something positive for the Kings for the first time.
Lots of people, understandably so, picked the Warriors. Lots of people.
Well, it's funny you say that, Jason Ross, because I'm looking at a picture from last night that
Mr. Lopez.
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Lopez. And when we say Mr. Lopez, I'll tell you what I mean, because apparently I didn't take a picture. I just tweeted it. The ESPN crew went through picking, here we go, winners. Israel Gutierrez, the Warriors. Well, I'll just put it this way. Everyone from Kendra Andrews to Mark Spears, our good friend.
Oh, Mark.
Tim McMahon, Tim Legler, both the Tims, Kevin Pelton, or George Sedano. They all picked the Warriors. Everyone picked the Warriors except for Andrew Lopez. Hey, Chris, do me a favor when we get to TV.
After losing in the first round playoff series to the Warriors last year, last night's game offered a chance for some revenge. It's the first time in the Sacramento era that the Kings have won a game when facing elimination. So this morning, we welcome the crew from Sacktown Sports, Carmichael Dave and Jason Ross. They're joining us now. Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning. It is a great morning.
Yes, it is. Okay, so we got to jump right in. There was a lot of talk about who would ultimately step up after Malik Monk's injury. And last night, it was Keegan Murray, for sure.
You know what? And I'm going to build on that. It was Keegan Murray, 100%, 32 points. So fantastic. But Jason, as we've been talking about all morning long, it was Keon Ellis. It was Domantas Sabonis. It was the entire team that really came together and played arguably at the perfect time their best game of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everyone really showed up for sure. So we know the Kings have to win on Friday to make the playoffs, but they've lost all five games to New Orleans, of course, before by an average of 20 points. How can they change that and get a win?
Brandy, we're trying to celebrate the greatest win of the season.
We've got to be real.
I know.
Have some reality.
You're right. This is probably the toughest matchup they've had. They've lost five times to the Pelicans as a team. They really haven't even had a chance to beat in any of the five. But it's what's ahead of for them. Everything should be tough now. There is an injury to Zion Williamson from the Pelicans that we'll keep our eye on. But Kings, like Dave said earlier, just have to be great on one night, and hopefully that's Friday again.
Okay, so I'm not going to say if. I'm going to say when we're able to light the beam on Friday. What's next?
Hold on. I've just thrown some salt over my shoulder here after you said that, Brandy. What's next would be a first-round matchup with the Oklahoma City Thunder, who the Kings have played very, very well this year. Domantas Sabonis matches up fantastically with Chet Holmgren, the two leaders in steals in the NBA, De'Aaron Fox and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who will finish top three, top four in the MVP voting. You also got the Thunder, who are kind of where the Kings were last year, just trying to figure themselves out in the playoffs. I'm not going to say I like our chances against the one seed. They're going to be the favorite. Of course, but if there was a one seed you'd want to play as an eight seed, if you're the Kings, I think it would be the Thunder because of those matchups. So, Randy, it can get very, very interesting. But as you said, 0-5 versus the Pelicans. I'll give you a quick analysis because I know we're on TV here. My prediction is if the Kings have more points than the Pelicans at the end of the fourth quarter, I think they've got a good shot at the W.
All right. Well, we know you guys will be watching. We will, too. And we're throwing all the pixie dust, the waves, the everything that we can celebrating our team. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brandy. Take care.
You, too.
That's analysis, baby.
Yes.
It's TV analysis. That's why you get to go to three and I don't.
You weren't wrong. Hey, there we are. We're on TV.
Look, there's Chris. Hey, Chris getting TV time.
Yeah.
With his Man City jersey.
Oh, it's perfect that you had Monk. Monk's in the shot behind you.
Yeah,
and of course your lightsaber.
Yes, and the lightsaber, the mini beam.
Yeah.
You think anybody was watching that though, and they're like, you know what? I agree, man. If they can outscore the Pelicans, I think they will. Or more likely, it's some guys like, that's why I don't listen to that guy. What a hunk of garbage. Duh. Great analysis, Magic.
Thanks, Magic.
I'm guessing both of those people were watching.
I think you're 100%.
They're all
right.
Watching.
Also, speaking of watching, obviously we want to acknowledge everybody in their cars, everybody at their work right now, everybody listening on the app. Alexa, Sacktown Sports. Sorry.
Nice. Just, you did it.
Yeah, I did that. Sorry, I had to do it. And I want to thank everybody on the YouTube right now.
Wow, lots of you.
Chat is bumping.
Yeah.
If you will.
What do they do over there?
I don't know. They're all hanging out.
Yeah.
We should all get together sometime in real life, like have some
Would
sort of
Would you do that?
No.
We saw you out in real life last night, and yes. Then at a station, the Styles and Watkins function.
Did you notice the thing about the Styles and Watkins function, though, is that literally nobody knew I was, none of you knew I was coming.
Yeah.
Which is perfect. I could just come in, sneak in, have a chicken finger, and leave.
Yeah. The shock. From Chris Verlon.
That was the best that part. Was
his line. I wish that was recorded.
That was the best part.
And people would probably think it was a bit, but that was my genuine response.
Oh, I know it was your genuine response.
Chris has worked with me about as long as anyone. And it
probably worked perfectly that actually nobody saw you but Chris first.
Yes.
Like just the way he was positioned, it was perfect.
He announced his presence with authority. I'm trying to get Jesse to call in, Jesse, because that's who was sitting. He's in the chat. Turkey Sausage.
What does it mean, Jesse?
I want him to call in. 1-800-920-1140. This guy was sitting two seats down between, my son was in between me and him. And all night long, he's screaming at me, Turkey Sausage. And in the moment, I didn't get it. And I still don't get it.
Yeah, Turkey Sausage.
I want to know why this guy was just yelling. He was yelling it at Draymond. It was something about turkey sausage. That's Draymond's order at the bakery in Danville.
Yeah.
What? But, of course, in the moment, I wasn't really looking for a breakdown. So I'm like, light the beam, turkey sausage.
Kings fans are so funny, and I totally get it.
Oh, maybe it wasn't this Jesse guy. Sorry. Sorry, Jesse.
Jesse's girl.
Jesse had said earlier, he'd said turkey sausage in the chat. I thought maybe that was him.
There was a play relatively early on where Draymond was called for foul. And I will say, even in Draymond terms, like he came over to the ref and was talking to him. Like the whole arena's Draymond was actually pretty calm in the moment.
He really was.
But they wanted him tossed, which is great.
I was one of those people. And I definitely, you know, my son kind of looked at me a couple times because I will not confirm or deny that I was doing quite a bit of yelling in Draymond Green's direction on the bench.
Well, I'd love your perspective for where you sat. You were about as close as you get to the Warriors bench. When did you notice, like, kind of the body language of they know they're cooked? Because, you know, they did try. They were, I mean, it's not like they still were fighting, but then at some point it's like, They don't have it. They're not going to beat the Kings tonight. When did you feel it from their perspective?
I'm going to be honest with you, Jason. I was in such a glass case of emotion last night, and I was right behind their bench, and I was not able to simultaneously let out a sigh of relief and slump my shoulders a little bit in a good way, and also notice their until they waved the white flag and sent in the bench. Yeah. That's real. Now, there was frustration throughout the night. You know, Chris Paul was making his dumb Chris Paul face all night long at Steve Kerr, and I know Clay hit the deck on one side, on that side of the floor, and also it's like they all look to Steve Kerr to kind of. It's kind of like kids with their parents that you're looking at the coach, and that's a sign of respect. To kind of see gauge your reaction off what his reaction is going to be, but I really didn't the whole night, dude. And I gotta think that a lot of Kings fans were this way. All I'm doing is looking at the score.
And the time. Yeah.
And the score and the time. Like I said, I think it was about 5 minutes, maybe six left. Kings had a 19-20 point lead, and there's some dude right now, you know, light the beam. And I just looked at him. What are you doing? Yeah. You got to turn around and curse and spit or something to that. You're going to screw with the thing atop the thing in the sky. Like, don't do it. But then it was like, then when Steve cleared the bench.
Yeah, it was a wrap.
And it was.
And Brown could clear the bench. And JaVale's dunking on him.
Can I tell you a weird thought I had as we kind of get closer to break that I did have, though, when he cleared the bench? Draymond's one thing. Clay, maybe a little. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry for what I'm about to say.
Where are you going here?
In my euphoria for the Kings winning, and in my enjoyment and just pure pettiness, and just the ecstatic feeling I had at watching the Warriors with their slumped heads and their frowny faces, just looking forlorn, Klay Thompson just looking down. As they're walking back towards their bench, it's like, you ever in the middle of the day, out of nowhere, maybe you ate something earlier and you start feeling kind of razor blades in your intestines and you know something's, you're like, what is that feeling? I had a feeling creep up on me that I wouldn't have predicted in 1,000 years, and I'm kind of ashamed to admit. But I look at Kerr, I look at Steph, I look at Klay, I look at their faces, and I started feeling this overwhelming feeling of respect. Like, I'm so glad we beat your asses. I'm so glad we sent you home. But my God, you guys had an amazing run, and if this is it, you had one of the most entertaining teams of all time, a team that will be talked about for eons. Steph, you've changed the game in so many ways. I hate you all in so many ways, too, but as a sports fan, this may be the last time they all are on the floor together, and we got to see it, and we're the ones that sent them home, but I would give, you know, we talked about 6 months off our life. I'd give that and a couple of fingers and toes to have the run that they had. And when you think about it, Jason, over the last, what, since 2013, 14, 15?
Oh, they're the team.
So for the last basically 10 years, they've played a couple of extra seasons.
Yeah.
And the physicality and the pressure cooker and everything that goes in with the playoffs, and they've gone through that all the way to the end many, many times.
So where you were, you cleaned that up for me, because I'm like, are you going to say you feel sorry for them? Because I'm like, no. But yes, as respect, what they've done, absolutely. They
it was
deserve,
like the Derek Jeter, like, take off the hat meme.
But it also, in doing that, in a sense, it's like a sense of pride for me that the Kings did it.
It was. And
that they're the one that knocked that team out.
You're 100% right. And not to, you know, I'll go away from being serious here in a second, but as they all slumped down, and as I had that thought, and I'm overwhelmed with, like, wow, I'm so happy and proud of my team, but I have so much respect for these guys. And my son's next to me. I'm like, you know, this is what sports are all about. I stood up, and I looked, and I was trying to maybe catch eyes with one of the players, and then finally I couldn't help it. I just, from the bottom of my heart, I just went, Cancun, go to Cancun. You're gone. Bye-bye. L Street's that way.
But respect.
Yeah. Respectfully.
That's a respectable job. Yeah.
Very respectfully. L Street's that way. Where the L? Anyways. Is it break time?
Yeah.
Reminds me of an old joke. When Snoop Dogg is doing his laundry, you know how he keeps the whites white?
How?
Bleach! Nothing. We'll take a break. That's a joke for the kids. Snoop Dogg's a rapper, actor.
Oh.
Yeah, he was in, he did songs.
Rapper and actor.
Yes, a raptor.
Yes.
An apper. He did such songs as Deep Cover.
Mm-hmm.
With Dr. Dre,
mm-hmm.
and also had an album called Gin and Juice, probably.
Oh.
Yeah, probably not the album. I know what the album's title is. I just can't say it on the air. What I can say on the air, however, is how happy, speaking of proud, I was of the energy in the entire building last night. And I got to think it was the play. It was the situation. But it was also people thinking about my good friends at American Energy. Bleach. Almost got a spit take out of Jason. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Make the switch to electric this spring and save big with American Energy. Stay ahead of those spiking energy bills this summer with up to $9,000 in rebates on a new ultra-high efficiency comfort system. I love how Verlade's in the background just gave me the Lee Trevino shaking of the head. I saw that. American Energy is providing huge rebates from SMUD as well as spring specials by installing one of many incredibly efficient AC options available to you right now. Get rid of those fluctuating gas bills in the wintertime. Switch to year-round all-electric with American Energy. You know it's going to be hot this summer. Make it happen, Kevin. What's it going to be this summer? Yeah, let American Energy perform a free in-home energy efficiency analysis and see where they can help you save for the warmer months ahead. These guys are the best. I've told you. Learn more by calling 916-520-9990. That's 916-520-9990. AmericanEnergyAir.com. American Energy, making the uncomfortable comfortable. When we get back, I don't know, your phone calls at 1-800-920-1140. Call in. Were you there? Where were you? How did you watch? How are you feeling? Your Sacramento Kings have ended the Warriors dynasty, and we are the home. Sacktown Sports.
Turkey
sausage! I found the guy. He still hasn't called in. I want him to call in to explain it, but I told you, I had a guy sitting next to Mason and myself last night, and he just kept yelling at me and yelling at the Warriors. It was something about turkey sausage. And like the turkey sausage order and all that. So anyway, say they found his Instagram or something, and here's exactly what was happening.
Turkey sausage.
What does that mean? And you know he's yelling it at Draymond.
He's yelling it at Draymond, and I don't know what it means.
Turkey sausage.
Yes.
Turkey sausage.
Go into my likes on Twitter, Chris. It's there. I don't know, dude. I don't know, but weirdly enough, I will tell you this much. I think if the Kings somehow miraculously were to advance to the first round, right? That's just a non-jinx. I think I'm going to make some turkey sausage shirts. And turkey sausage is going to be our adopted theme of the postseason.
Okay.
I don't know why, but every time 100% of the time I've gone to a game and some dude next to me has been screaming turkey sausage all night, we've beaten whoever we've played. Yeah.
Convincingly.
Go great on an egg sandwich.
Yes.
What the hell is that? I just want to know the thought process. Like, how... Is there a
you think Draymond on his next podcast will say, yeah, I'm at that game and some guy's yelling turkey sausage at me.
Maybe that's what threw them. They're like, I don't order turkey sausage. And they were talking about it during the half.
Yeah. Halftime adjustments. We were trying to figure out this turkey sausage thing.
I don't know, man. I really don't know. What I honestly thought was like that's some sort of new saying that I should know from like a song or – whatever, like I keep having people, I got a research today, people saying drop and give me 50. That's like a thing going on. I know that's some sort of reference. I think it involves Drake and something. You know, I do not have my ear to the grindstone here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I don't either. I don't even know where the grindstone is.
I need a newsletter, basically, of the new things every
week.
Send
me a fax.
Send me a fax. Let us know.
I gotta know.
How about some audio from yesterday?
Okay.
We haven't done that since the opening segment. A lot of new people in here. And just wanna relive an
audio
a little
treat.
Audio treat. Trick or treat, but not in October. Here's De'Aaron Fox.
Sabonis throws now to the left corner to Barnes, fakes the three, drives on Draymond, shoulders for space, squares up the floater, no good. Stick back De'Aaron Fox. He came out of nowhere on the left angle, and he was above the iron to poke it down off the miss. Spectacular timing on the part of De'Aaron Fox, and the Kings have a three-point lead at 11-8.
Somebody saying if turkey sausage means you're soft because You're ordering a turkey sausage? Is that soft? Like, oh, you eat turkey sausage.
I don't get it.
Your mom eats turkey. Yeah. Like, what?
Okay. Yeah. By the way, that De'Aaron, that bounce off of nowhere, like that dunk was fantastic.
Well,
that was great.
It was one of a couple of dunks in the first quarter. I'll tell you, this got me out of my chair, man. The steal, and then he ate jelly. He's jamming it.
8-point Sacramento advantage at 23-15. Steal, De'Aaron Fox, breakaway, two-hand rip.
That was great timing. They're showing it on ESPN.
The exact highlight.
Right now, as a matter of fact. DeMontis Sabonis with the putback. I wish I could. I want to find the corresponding highlight and follow him. Steph Curry, though. He continued to Steph Curry himself.
Keegan Murray, the defender. Steph yet to put it on the floor. Jab step. Launch for three. Scores the triple. He only took four shots in the first half.
That's it.
I'll be amazed if he doesn't take at least 14 in the second half.
Well,
you timed it.
Did I?
Yeah, you were on the Steph highlight.
Keon Ellis.
After got down to 1 point.
Yep, corner three. That was such a huge, huge basket. Keegan Murray on fire all night long. I'm going to be honest with you, Jason. I don't mind saying that. You know, that highlight we played from Steph right there where he did hit that three to cut it to 56-55. I'm sitting there again. My son's to my right, friends to my left. And like in my chair, I started to hear very faintly, but I started to hear in my ear with all the noise going on. I heard this tiny little voice in my head. And it was like, "Hello, darkness, my old friend." And I'm sitting there going, "Oh, God, is this the thing where they're winning? And then the Warriors eat the spinach and Steph Curry forms Voltron. And they do the thing. Is this where, like, Steve Kerr, I'm trying to use all the cartoon references I can, raises his sword of the air and says, by the power of Grayskull, and next thing you know, the music starts, and we're just getting our asses kicked. Here we go. And it was like the Blair Witch Project of twists.
Yeah.
Where the Kings said, yeah, no, and we're going to ride Harrison Barnes.
Keegan Murray on the left angle finds Sabonis at the free throw line, left elbow area. Makes a pivot, one dribble, and hands to Fox. Hesitates, probes, now skips it cross court. Harrison Barnes wide open, buries the triple. Boy, the spacing was just outstanding there. The Kings have made their 11th three-pointer in 25 attempts. Sacramento, after the lead had been cut to one, has now scored 9 straight points.
We talked about it, Jason. For the Sacramento Kings, 15 offensive rebounds to 8 for the Golden State Warriors, 25-9 second chance points.
Yeah.
Including De'Aaron here.
Len takes the feed and gives to Fox, sets the screen. Fox rolls left, runs to his right, puts it up on the iron, no good. Got a back tap by Len, grabbed by Keegan, to Lyles, to Fox for three in the right corner. He's got the rainbow triple. The lead's back to 15 at 86-71. Fox with 14 in the quarter, 24 on the night. It's 86-71 Sacramento, 2.5 minutes to go in this third quarter.
Can I just also say, as an aside, that wasn't a particularly... That was just a great play.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't something insane. That is a perfect play-by-play call by Gary Gerald. The entire thing. No.
Exactly.
Of course not. But, I mean, the entire thing is flawed. I just... Gary Gerald appreciation moment.
Yes.
The change in pace, in tone, the enunciation, the delivery, the whole... It's just an absolute... It's like... Put it in the Louvre, man.
Yeah. Superpower. Like I said, the Kings were great. G-Man was great. There were so many things, you know, and I was thinking about this going to the game yesterday. Again, I think a lot more things were pointing towards the Warriors going into the game. Understandably, if you had trepidation as a Kings fan. But I think if you kind of really looked closer at these Kings losses that were so painful. I mean, this last 3 weeks has really been torture.
Yes.
Most of the losses have been in about as painful way as you can get.
Yep.
That's the end result. Inside that day, they were playing better than I think people. Like, so the natural thought is they're not playing very well coming in. Yes, they weren't winning.
They weren't winning.
But they were actually playing better, I think, than was kind of reported.
Well, they were playing well enough to get a 20-point lead against the Knicks. They were playing well enough to come back and have a chance to win and be ahead with 8 seconds left against Boston. They kicked the holy hell out of the Nets. They had a 20-point lead in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
So, yes, to your point, they were playing well at times.
In every loss, and I think since Monk, they had the lead in the fourth quarter with the exception of the Pelicans.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, the same thing could have happened last night. Hey, look, they're playing great, but you still have to finish the game. And I think that's the one thing. And also, it's been a season problem. It didn't happen yesterday. Right. And so, they needed all of that to come through, and it was just – I know the coaching staff, you can't dwell on one game, but they had to be so proud of those guys. They played great last night.
They did it for Jordy.
Okay, do it again.
Do it again.
Yeah, because they deserve to win.
1-800-920-1140, your phone number, 1-800-920-1140, if you want to sound off like so many have today on last night's game. Steven, I see you, buddy. We'll get to you right out of the break, along with who's hot, who's not. We'll go streaking. We'll see how we did for three in the key last night before we get to Katie at 9 a.m. on your home of the victorious dynasty ending Sacramento Kings, Hacktown Sports.
Turkey sausage!
What's hot?
Yeah, hot. Real hot.
And what's not?
It's not good.
Brought to you by American Energy Heating and Air, Sacramento's complete heating and cooling company and second opinion partner.
Well, I got a feeling on this one. We'll see.
I do too, on one of them at least.
Who? Actually, I'm going to take a guess on the other one too.
Yeah, I know the other one.
Who is hot?
The Sacramento Kings starting five?
You're damn right.
Guys were 38 of 78 from the field, 16 of 30 from three, and combined for 104 points in the Kings' 118-94 win over the Warriors last night.
Feels good.
Feels great, baby.
Hey, you know what I say, old Carmichael Dave, calling this station since he was 13. I say it all the time. I'll say it again. You got to believe. You got to believe. Because when the going gets rough and the rough get going, when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, was it over? No.
Germans?
Whatever. He's on a roll.
Keep going. He's on a roll.
Yeah, keep going. He's on a roll. You got to believe, Jason Ross, what I always say.
Yeah. I really need to believe more.
Mm-hmm. Who's not?
I'll let you take a stab at it.
Let me guess. Is it something that you could mold into something and make it an ashtray?
Let's say yes.
Okay.
Klay Thompson.
Klay, baby.
In 31 minutes, he was 0 for 10 from the field, 0 for 6 from 3, and ended the night with 0 points.
Oh. Well, he's got a boat.
He does. That's fun.
Big boat to lose around in. You can lose around the bay.
Boat to get boats raced in.
That's right. You got a boat race.
Bat flap.
He had dog paddled. Dog walked.
Dog paddled.
What? He had dog paddled. I don't understand. I really don't.
Help me understand.
Steven, good morning.
Dude, there's nothing I can follow up with that, dude. How are you going to do that to me, man? You're gonna make me follow up with that, dude.
Dog paddled.
Turkey sausage.
Turkey sausage.
Turkey freaking sausage.
That's right.
Turkey freaking sausage. What a great game last night, huh? Huh?
Yeah, it was good. I don't know.
How do you guys feel about it? Was it like okay?
Yeah,
I mean, it was kind of a decent game at best, maybe.
It was okay.
Maybe not. It was great, man. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Oh,
it
yes.
was so good last night, dude. It was so freaking good last night. I literally walked outside of my front door to look to my whatever direction I'm facing to look at the beam. And I'm waiting. I'm like, Dad, have you pressed the button yet? And he's like, no, he's about to press the button right now. I walked outside to watch the beam being lit from like 4 miles away.
I love it.
It was so great, man. What a great, fantastic game. Dave, you deserve to get dragged.
Yes.
You really do.
Drag me.
You really need to get dragged. I got nothing for you, man.
Drag me.
I got nothing for you. I can't drag you. You're way too big. You're way too big for me to drag
well,
you.
Well, it's a fat joke, though, so it's kind of okay.
No, it wasn't a fat joke. It was
your big fat
joke.
Ass.
It was
is
a big joke.
That was a big joke.
It was a big joke.
Tall joke.
It was a big joke. Oh, sorry, Steven. Oh. Thank you. Oh, what? Look. Hey, listen. I love Steven.
Is there a special guest on line two?
Oh, I hope this is the guy. I really, really.
How do we prove it?
There'll be ways.
Okay.
As we welcome in right now. Joe, good morning.
Joe.
Dave, I'm having a turkey sausage burrito special. They made it special for me this morning. Peñas and Lodi, shout out. Let's go.
All right, just so we can prove it's you, and I already know it's you, but all right, if you were behind us, was my son sitting to your left or your right?
Well, after I kicked out those seat vultures, your son was sitting to my left.
Yeah, this is the guy. Okay, so you got to help me out. Listen, and I really put a high price on trying to be, like, super, like, I felt rude in retrospect last night because it was so loud, and every time you were screaming either at the Warriors or at me, and it was something, and I don't know how right I'm going to get this, but it was like, turkey sausage is Draymond Green's order at a bakery in Danville, I think. And I didn't know what the hell you were talking about, but I was just like, yeah, man, turkey sausage. Like, what is that anywhere close to right as to what you were saying?
Danville, California, Alamo Cafe. Owner is Kim. Very nice, portly lady. Draymond would call in his order for turkey sausage everything bagel, and he would take about an hour to get it. He would come in, and Kim would scream at him, "Draymond, I make the best bagels in town. You're eating it cold." So there's no bagel better served than a cold turkey sausage, baby.
Okay.
It all comes together.
That's why you were yelling at Draymond all night. You're yelling turkey sausage. I have your – Chris, play the clip. I went on your Instagram clip that you posted, and we grabbed it as a sounder. Here, play it.
Turkey sausage!
All night long.
Hashtag turkey sausage, Dre. Have fun in Cancun.
Thank you, Joe.
Why do you have to call the lady portly? He waits an hour. Okay. I make the best bagels in town.
So we've got it now. So this guy.
That's a sick burn.
It's the sickest burn. I honestly, of all the things.
Draymond felt seen.
I think he did. Of all the things that have been said to Draymond, you never know.
He'll remember that.
There's one little vulnerable spot in Smaug the Dragon's stomach, and it's not what you'd expect.
And Joe found it.
And Joe found the fact that Draymond Green eats cold turkey sausage sandwiches for breakfast.
Can I say that I want the Kings to win, obviously. I want them to go to the playoffs. But I really want them to do it just so that there's somehow a turkey sausage chant at the next Kings home game.
Yeah. I mean, honest to God, like, I'm telling you.
Maybe Draymond will work TNT's crew and if the Kings advance and get there and he's somehow around.
Turkey sausage!
It's the tone, too. It's gravelly.
It's just a picture of Draymond on a boat with a turkey sausage in a chokehold. Oh, my God. I'm so glad. That's the beauty of radio.
Yeah,
because
it all came through.
I don't know if I was a listener that I'd believe me. I mean, it's a silly thing to make up, but, like, wait, come on, Dave. Somebody maybe he was saying something else.
Well, even that, I mean, once you said it, I'm like, I'm sure it happened, but, like, what's even the story? I just couldn't believe it.
And I've never met this gentleman in my life. He was super nice, like, a great fan. He was into it all night, and then the fact that he listens and got the shout-out, and he's calling in, and we were able to put it all together. That's a nice, I'm quoting here, portly woman in Danville at the bakery makes Draymond Green cold turkey sausage breakfast sandwiches.
She's catching strays.
But honestly, if I'm ever in Danville, I'm gonna visit it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I'm absolutely going.
Business
there.
Is booming.
Turkey sausage!
Maybe that's why Draymond was so subdued last night. Yeah. He's like, oh, my God, he's got me. He's got me.
My weakness.
I need to get out of here.
Let's call it a night. Let's wrap this thing up.
I've never been here before. What bagel do you suggest?
Turkey sausage!
I'm telling you, man, if we win one more game, I'm getting all three of us turkey sausage. It's just going to be a T-shirt that says turkey sausage and a little period at the end of it. And it'll just be, for us and for listeners to the show, it's another great thing is when there's always inside references.
Yes. And when people are like, how did the dynasty end?
Turkey sausage.
Yes.
Turkey sausage. Speaking of
turkey sausage.
Speaking of turkey sausage, we got a turkey coming up next. All of the analysts for your Sacramento Kings. The one, the only, got to watch a little bit of the game with her last night. Katie Christensen, who for a change is not coming on after a devastating loss.
After a great win.
Katie Christensen was the New Orleans Pelicans of guests this year. She'll join us in a couple minutes right here on Sacktown Sports.